بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The last time we were discussing for some time in regards to sajda and the kayfiyat, the quality of sajda, what a person should feel in sajda, what he should aim for. And together with this, just to reiterate, when it comes to salah also, shouldn't be that we become mayus and we become despondent. My salah is not reaching that level. For salah to reach that level is not within our control. Our control, what's within our capacity, is to try to focus our mind and that concentration and that level of absorption and devotion in salah is a ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On our own, we can't do it. The heart is within our control. In dua too, we say, Ya muqallib al-qulub, Ya musarrif al-qulub, or the one who turns the heart, the one who changes it. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word qalb also comes from the Arabic word qalaba. Qalaba means to turn something, to change something. But the heart is also like that. Heart is always turning, always changing, is always in movement. So heart is something you can't grasp it, you can't control it. That is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the more you exert yourself, you exert your mind, your heart, yourself, that, Ya Allah, I want it. And you're making dua behind it also. For Allah ta'ala to give us a salah of concentration and devotion. Then to get to that level where a person becomes completely oblivious of everything around him, we mentioned this many a time, is not demanded by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's the demand of Allah that you must become completely oblivious, that you don't know what's happening around you completely. To get that stage of salah, where a person completely is engrossed, absorbed with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is a bounty from Allah ta'ala's side, which Allah ta'ala gives. That you can't get on your own. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon a person as he continues climbing up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes everything. Allah becomes everything to him. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, performing salah at home, and the snake emerges from somewhere, coils itself around one of the children. There's a hue and a cry in the house. He hears nothing whatsoever. Finishes his salah. Where's everyone? They say, you in salah? Didn't you realize what was happening? I didn't hear anything whatsoever. So absorbed in salah. So Ali radiallahu anhu has a spear that is now stuck in his thigh. There is no anesthetic at that time. So they can't remove it. You can imagine the pain. So he tells him, let me perform. Let me start my 2 rakat salah. In that interim, you can pull it out. Starts his 2 rakat salah. And in that salah, they pull it out. He finishes his namaz. Are you over with it? They say, we're over. So I didn't feel anything whatsoever. Hazrat says, our salah, this one mosquito will come disturb us. One fly will come, the concentration is gone. So Talha radiallahu anhu, performing salah in his orchard, the orchard that he loved the most. And there during salah, just a bird catches his eye, one of the trees. Becomes so perturbed that my concentration was disturbed that he gave the entire orchard in sadqah. Why? Because the heart got diverted. Because of the orchard and the bird coming into the orchard, he gave it in sadqah. So Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, they persevered to this level that Allah Ta'ala must give them their concentration in salah. In that they enjoyed themselves. The depth in the deepness of Allah's muhabbat, that is where they enjoyed themselves. So this is وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said that I did not create jinn and ins, jinnat and humankind, except for my ibadat. They understood this, and this ibadat of this pulled everything with it. The rosy sustenance and their families, everything, was through the salah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ran everything for them, because they were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that level now of devotion, concentration, to be so absorbed in salah, to be so immersed in salah, that is a bounty from Allah. That is a bounty from Allah. Then to our mashayikh, subhanallah, Hazrat explains that Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, was a qutub of the time, the leaders of all awliya in his period of time. As it explains about him, when he would have a guest, when he was in Saharanpur, and he had a guest, and the Hadith Sharif says, a person who has a guest, he should honor the guest. Give him your full undivided attention. 3 days is your mihman. Feed him the best you have. For they say that when he used to be in salah, example, awabin salah, although he should be so engrossed in salah, but then to his eye was upon the guest. If he finished his salah, then he would terminate his namaz also. He would terminate. This is nafil. That honoring the guest now is a command of Allah. It's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although being so high, enjoying with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but then too he was so conscious that there are people waiting for me. I have a guest that is waiting for me. He shouldn't be delayed because of my salah. So how they balance the sharia also, shari'at and tariqat. The kitab also has written, shari'at or tariqat. The shari'at on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tariqat tasawuf. That how they married both between tasawuf and the commands of Allah. It wasn't now they went one way to tasawuf, forgetting the commands of Allah and the rights of people, and going to bid'at, and going into innovations. But there was a complete balance between the both. One is the family life, and then those that have rights upon them, and then the dunya come also. Together with that, they understood now this tariqat, tasawuf, to make my islah, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this entire storm raging around them, how they were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with that, Allah in their hearts, how they control the dunya. So Allah ta'ala blessed them and how they balance their life completely. Allah ta'ala give us that understanding also. So here Hazrat explains about when it comes to sajda. Jab aadmi sajda karta to shaitan rota hua bhagta hai. When insan makes sajda, he drops down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's prepared to give up his pride and who he is, his glory and his car and his degree and his business. Be a morana also. I'm some morana. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody is an alim or a morana. You're a simple banda. And being a simple banda also, there's our pride in that. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah subhanallah used to explain, that when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabiyin, Imamul Awliya, the seal of all Anbiya, the Imam of all Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, when Allah would so to say praise him in Quran, Allah would use the title Abd, my slave. Subhanalladhi asara bi'abdihi. Purity belongs to that being who took his slave over the journey of night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah uses the word, the title Abdihi. Surah Al-Kahf we recite every Friday. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi. So Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah says this is the highest level of a mu'min is to reach the maqam of abdiyat. Abdiyat, servitude, slavery. I'm a slave of Allah. And I enjoy being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will say also that I am the Rasul of Allah, Rasuluhu wa abduhu, abduhu wa rasuluhu. These words always come together. Ana Muhammadu Rasulullah, abduhu wa rasuluhu. I am the Rasul of Allah and the slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when admi an insan makes sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan rota huwa bhagta hai, crying he flees, he runs away. How could you do a thing like this? There in dunya I made you the boss. Everyone answers to you. And there how shaitan spins a person also. Because of my dressing, he's wearing Hugo Boss also. And he says, I'm the boss, you can see I'm wearing it. I'm entitled to wear this shirt or this pants, whatever it is, because I am the boss. But subhanAllah, in spite of that, when the muazzin calls out, he's prepared to give up even whatever title he has, that I'm a slave of Allah now. The staff will ask, boss, you're also going to mosque. Boss, you're also going to mosque. He says, I also have to kneel down. That is my creator. Although here Allah Ta'ala has given me some status, whatever it may be, but I don't forget my Allah. Allah loves that. That although in dunya I've allowed him to get so high, but he knows when to drop down for me. He doesn't hold his position even during salah time. He's prepared to give it up and come to me. Shaitan, rota hua bhagta hai, runs away crying. He can't believe it. How could you bow down? I made you so high, people, I look up to you. And now you are kneeling before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Aur kehta hai. And he says, afsos. Insan ko sajde ka hukam hua. Usse sajda kar liya. Aur jannat khareed li. He says, how sad, afsos. That insan was given the command to prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in lieu of his sajda, he purchased his jannat. He got his jannat by making sajda. Zohar Salah came, he performed this Zohar Salah. He has to pass away between Zohar and Asar. As if now he got his jannat, he made it. Like this morning, our brother Rawat, every Friday night there's a Shab Guzari. Speaking to his very close friend, he says, Banda woke up for Fajr Salah, read his Salah, everything, read Isha with Jamaat, read his Fajr with Jamaat. And he said, he was ready for Mashwara tonight to come to hear where the Ijtima will take place. 1-2 weeks before Ijtima, he used to be there already, on Khidmat. After Fajr Salah, he went back to sleep, never woke up. 63 years old. So he got his Fajr wa Jama'at, got his Isha wa Jama'at. Hadith Sharif says, Allah Ta'ala writes for you ibadat of the whole night. The person who reads his Fajr wa Jama'at and Isha wa Jama'at. Malaika writing, as if you ibadat the whole night. Came back home and took a rest and never woke up again. But the needs and desires he had in his heart already, he got the sawab already, the whole ishtima. And all desert will come for it also. All desert will eat. You, whether he was in the plumbing department, all those use the toilet also, all those sit in the bayan, all the reward you got already. Allah Ta'ala will give it inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala, so shaitan says that insan was given the command of sajda and he prostrated before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and he bought his jannat. Mujhe sajde ka hukam hua. Maine inkar kiya aur jahannam le li. He says, I was also given the command to make sajda before Adam alayhi salatu salam. The sajda before Adam alayhi salatu salam is called a sajda of ta'azim, not sajda of ibadat. There was a sajda to show the grandeur of Adam alayhi salatu salam, that he is the pinnacle of Allah Ta'ala's creation. So Allah Ta'ala wanted the entire creation, malaika, including the jinnat, and especially now the leader of them, shaitan, to make the sajda, but he refused. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. All of them made sajda. Malaika also made sajda to Adam alayhi salatu salam, إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ أَبَى. He refused to, that he be among those that made sajda. He refused to. So he said, I refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu salam because of his pride. And then he used his logic also. He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ. Why should I make sajda to him? He's made from sand, from clay. I'm made from fire. So he says, so in the Quran it's mentioned. He says that he refused to make sajda and he said, قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ خَلَقْتَنِ مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. That I am better than him. He uses logic and pride. Doomed forever. Will never come out from the fire of Jahannam. خَلَقْتَنِ مِنْ نَارِ يَا اللَّهِ. You made me from fire. And you made him from teen, from clay, from sand. How can he be better than me? So he applied his mind. Many people in Sharia also, they know why. What's the criteria behind it? What's the reasoning behind it? Why should it be like that? So everything they want, dalil and proof. They want proof. Everything they want a proof. You go into the internet also. You tell, if you're on an international forum, there's brother, akhi, what is your proof? Habib, what is your proof? Where's the dalil? Where's the dalil for everything? So they say, Hazrat says, they got a overdose, they got a diarrhea of dalil. Give proof, where's the proof? He says, the biggest thing in your life, you never ask proof for. What is that? Your mother told you, that's your father. You never asked her for proof. You believed her, without any proof. There you believed her, you had no doubt, but everything in deen now, brother, bring proof. Why? Follow your muqallid, follow the fuqaha, follow the imams. Say, Ibn Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari, so you're following him after all. You're following somebody. Okay, that's a different topic of discussion. So here he says, I refuse to make sajda. He uses logic because of his pride, and that too his logic wasn't correct too. He said, I am better than Adam alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, you made me from fire, you made me from sand. He didn't realize that sand can put out fire. So his logic too wasn't correct. But he used it. And all those that have the same attributes of shaitan will carry on using the logic. And they won't come into deen. The logic of theirs will keep them away from the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like shaitan. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ki pedaish ke baad sajde ki ibtida farishto se hui. After the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the initiation of sajda started from the malaika. That you all make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the new creation. Ki farishto ne Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ko hukm ilahi se sajda kiya. That the malaika, the farishtas, they made sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. They prostrated before him by the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gave them the command. Usjudu li Adam. They prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Or rahmati ilahi ki mustahiq huwe. By them now fulfilling this command of Allah, they became deserving of divine rahmat and mercy from Allah. They fulfilled the command. They didn't use now the logic, etc. They fulfilled the command of Allah. They became deserving of Allah's rahmat. And the one that did not do it became deserving of Allah's la'nat. cursed till Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala system is so simple and easy. You want the rahmat of Allah, this abide to the command of Allah, put your head down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah wants it with your heart and soul, physically, spiritually, you got the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or intihai sajde ki insan par hogi. And so the ibtida, the initiation of sajda started with the malaika, and the intiha, the end of it was upon making sajda to insan. And also on the day of Qiyamah. Qiyamah's day also, the final sajda will be from the insan. Start with the malaika, and the last sajda will be on the day of Qiyamah. Who will make that sajda? The ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start with the farishtas, will end with us inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. That on that day, the saq, the shin will be exposed. This is a mutashabiha. This is now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, then the shin will be exposed. What the shin will be of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala knows best. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, with Josh sometime. That Qiyamah's day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill Jahannam with all the Jahannamis. Allah will fill them up. And Allah will fill it up. Then Allah will ask Jahannam, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمْ. Allah will say to Jahannam, هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ. Oh Jahannam, are you full? Oh Jahannam, are you full now? وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ جَهَنَّمْ وَالْعَاسِرِ. Ya Allah, is there any more? Hazakim Sahib is getting to Josh. He says, Daramat, Allah will not throw us into Jahannam to fill it up. Allah will not throw us. We are the ummat of Rahmatul Alameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hadith Sharif comes, Allah will ask Jahannam, are you full? Jahannam will say, Allah, is there any more? Meaning there's still space in me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his qudrat will put his foot into the fire of Jahannam and fill it up. And fill it up, there's no place for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Allah will fill it up with his foot, Allah knows. What is the foot of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what is tajalli, what is nur, what is qudrat, Allah will fill Jahannam. And now there's no place for anybody else to go into the fire of Jahannam. But before that, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will reveal the shin. وَيُدْعَوْنَا, and the people will be called to make sajda. Qiyamah will be called to make sajda before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the tafsir of this ayat, ulama explained, jabhar e qum, every nation, people, yani but parast, ghair parast, atish parast, sitara parast, isa parast, uzair parast, وغيرهم, apne ma'bud ke saath jahannam mein pahunch chukegi. They say that on the day of qiyamah, when all these different people and the denominations, whether they be bud paras, idol worshippers, or they be sun worshippers, or star worshippers, those that worship Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or Uzair, they will say, وَقَالَتْ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. The Yahud and Jews would say that Uzair is the son of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They worshipped him, and all of them. They say when they will finally reach the fire of Jahannam, would they ma'bud? With those things that they worshipped, whatever they worshipped, Allah will send them. And besides Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, they will not go into the fire of Jahannam. Whatever they worship, the idols will join them also in the fire of Jahannam. They will go with their ma'bud, whatever they worshipped. Magar sirf khuda parast log hashar ke medal mein khare reh jayenge. The only ones left behind now will be those that are khuda parast. Those that worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only they will be left now on the plains of Qiyamah. The mu'mineen. Tab us paak zaat ki taraf se ishaad hoga. Then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side will be called out, ذَهَبَ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بِرَبِّهَا. That every ummat has gone now into the fire of Jahannam. With those things that they worshipped, they are all gone now. You all are left behind. Those that claim to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they all are gone. Yani har ek qum apne khuda ke saath gayi. Every nation has gone with their khuda and their deity. Tum yaha kis ke intizar mein kare ho? So the question will be put now to those on the plains of Qiyamah. What are you waiting for? What are you standing here for? Everybody is gone. Those that deserve the fire of Jahannam, they're gone with their deities. Who are you all waiting for? Ye log arz karenge. They will reply, ki ae paak zaat, hum apne khuda aur apne ma'bood barhaq ke intizar mein kare hain. So whether Allah Ta'ala will ask himself from behind the veil, or whether the malaika will ask on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ruby boat are we are waiting for? Only you all are left behind. So they will say that, O pure being, we are waiting now for our ma'bud, for our ilah, for our Allah, that who we will, We used to worship. Because they will be asked, those people, who did you worship? I worship Isa alayhi salam. Oh, I worship the idols. I worship. Take those and go into the fire of Jahannam. Now they will be asked, who did you all worship? Who are you waiting for? We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are waiting for our Rabb now. They got this, they are gone. We are waiting for ours. The Allah that we have worshipped in a worldly life. هذا ما كانونا حتى نرى ربنا. So they will say, this is our place, we are standing here until we see our Rabb. They saw their Rabb. They saw, so to say, their Allah, their Khuda. So they saw them already and they went, they followed those idols of this to the fire of Jahannam. We didn't see ours yet. They are waiting to see our Rabb, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yani hum tamam umar usi jaga khare rahenge jab tak apne mola ka didar na dekh lenge. They say we will wait our entire life until we see our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We waited so many years in dunya, in the qabr, now finally we are waiting to see our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tab us paak zaat ki taraf se irshad hoga. Then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side the reply will come, ke tum apne Rabb ki pehchan rakhte ho. Question will be put to them, did you recognize your Allah? They saw the idols. Or they saw Isa alayhi salam, or they saw Uzair alayhi salatu salam, or the stars, or the sun, or the moon they worship. Do you recognize your Allah? Did you see your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever? They will reply, ki zarur hum apne Rabb ko jante hain. He said, yes, we know our Rabb tabarak wa ta'ala, or khub pehchante hain, and we recognize him very well. Tab Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam ko us baag zaat, the Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, اس پاک ذات کی طرف سے حکم ہوگا will be commanded by Allah تبارک و تعالی کہ اے جبریل تم ان کے سامنے آؤ that you go in front of them. They say they know Allah سبحانہ و تعالی, they recognize Allah سبحانہ و تعالی. You go present yourself before them. They haven't seen you. See what they have to say. اس وقت جبریل علیہ السلام نہایت روشن چہرہ بن کر لوگوں کے سامنے آئیں گے. So he will present himself before the people on the plains of قیامت with a very very shining brilliant face. تب سب کے سب الٹے قدموں ہٹیں گے. Every one of them will take a step back and they will say نعوذ باللہ نعوذ باللہ. We see protection in Allah. We see protection in Allah تبارک و تعالی. منہ سے نکالیں گے. اس کے بعد پھر خاص تجلی الہی نظر آئے گی. So Allah تعالی tested them. They said no, we know our Rabb. We know the signs of our Allah سبحانہ و تعالی because we worshipped him. So when Jibreel will come, as if now to say Allah has come, so they will step back. No, this is not our Khuda. It cannot be our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then uske baad the aata fir khas tajalli ilahi nazar aayegi. Then the very special effulgence, nur, tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will penetrate the eyes. Sab ke sab sajde mein giringe. And they all will fall into sajda. All will fall into sajda. And the point over here, that ayat Allah ta'ala says, when the shin will be exposed, and we yud'una ila sujudi, and they will be called to make sajda, fala yastati'un. They will not be able to make sajda, their backs will get hard. Besides those that did make sajda, they will be able now to fall into prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in dunya, 5 times a day, they bend their backs. Qiyamah's day also, they'll be able to bend the backs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, us waqt, جو کچھ حالت اور کیفیت ہوگی وہ اللہ پاک خوب جانتا ہے. So at that time what will be the inner کیفیت and quality of their hearts and their bodies, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Subhanallah, ساری عمر غائبانہ سجدے کیے تھے, آج حضوری کا سجدہ نصیب ہوا. Subhanallah, he says that the entire life they made غائبانہ سجدہ. غائبانہ means they made a سجدہ to such a being who they could not see, but they made سجدہ. And they tried to have their concentration as if now I can see my Allah, I can feel my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The entire life they made this effort. So entire life was a sajda of ghaibana, unseen sajda. Now finally we are making a sajda of huzuri. We are making a sajda upon seeing of Allah tabarak finally. Like how the young boy got now, he got engaged, he got proposed, how he's waiting to see his wife. He got a glimpse only, that time in the proper way. They say, well, the old days now, they didn't see the girl also. Boy didn't see the girl, girls didn't see the boy. They got fixed up. So you can imagine now how he's waiting to see the girl finally. So the enjoyment that will be, subhanallah. So this also finally now, that huzuri, we are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we sing Allah. How many a person also, how many years he's saving for hajj? He's saving for hajj. And no matter how many times you go, it's always like the first time. And I find that when you go before Baytullah, you say, Subhanallahu Akbar. Ya Allah, I've been reading Salah all the time facing the Qibla wall of my masjid. Now I'm facing the Kaaba Sharif finally. Kaaba is in front of me, Allah is tajalli. Qiyamah's day is that the Kaaba Sharif is Allah Himself, the owner, the Rabbul Bayt. Not the Baytullah, but the Rabbul Bayt. Not just the house of Allah, but now you make it said before the Rabb of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One incident comes to mind also, just for us to understand what enjoyment that will be. What enjoyment that will be, just to make sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is making sajda in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, making sajda in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat says that person who made sajda in Makkah Mukarramah, when he returns, kiss his forehead. Oh, Banda, you made sajda in the court of Allah. See, where did the head made sajda? In the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How you should hug and kiss that person? Where you went to? You went to the house of the beloved and you came back. So what enjoyment now to make sajda over there? And now to make sajda in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you haven't seen Allah. All your life you're making the sajda, finally now you get a chance. There was an incident mentioned, just to understand this now, this one incident comes to mind, story comes to mind of this youngster. Allama Tabri mentions this incident also, of this youngster. If I'm not mistaken, his name was Muhammad bin Abdullah. And staying in Makkatul Mukarramah alone, without any parents. And he would work during the day. And in his spare time, he would go to the haram and study with the mashayikh in the haram. Very brilliant student he was, well known in Makkatul Mukarramah. Time came where he lost his job. Dire straits, couldn't make it to class. Things were so difficult for him. The most difficult thing now for a student of deen, he had to start selling his kitabs just to keep his back straight. No food, no work, never begged also. One of those afternoons he left the haram, in depression, heart was down and broken. Ya Allah, I can't even go back to class now because I can't support myself, I've got to sell my kitabs. So he made dua, cried to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he left. As he left now, he left the haram sharif, something caught his eye. It was a silken purse, like a pouch, with silken thread. So he picks it up, he opens it, he finds a priceless pearl necklace in there. He gets a shock of it. Ya Allah, who dropped this? So quickly he closes up and takes it home. Takes it home. Who can be the owner of such a valuable pearl necklace like this? When he's going back to the haram, he sees a crowd somewhere. And a man who looks very learned and is calling out, if anybody has found a certain type of a pouch, a purse, please return it to me. It's a sentimental value. So he says, this is the man. But then to according to Sharia, you've got to do your research, find out, investigate properly, ask the person, really, is it yours? So he went quietly and he caught the man from behind, called him one side, described the purse to me. It was like this, the thread was like this, the string was like this, and the color was like that. 100%, it's for the description. He says, come with me. And in that i'lan that old man was making also, whoever finds it, I'll give him so many thousand gold coins. But this boy is my lucky day now. Ya Allah, you opened it for me. I made dua and now you opened it for me. Takes him home, he shows him the purse. The man is ecstatic. He's ecstatic. This has been coming down generations. From my nani to my mother to me, like go down generations. It's a priceless pearl necklace. So he takes it and takes out the bag of gold coins. Oh young man, please have it. He said, Jazakallah khair. He forced him and he got angry with him, but he refused. He says, I did nothing. I was just taught by the mashayikh, my asatiza, to be an honest young man. I'm just doing my job being honest. How can you pay me for honesty? I haven't done anything whatsoever. This man got very upset with him. He said, I will not take it. But although in his heart of hearts he needed it, but he refused it. So the man returned with that gold coins and his necklace. This young boy, finally Allah Ta'ala opened the way for him. He found a job. He started earning. He went back to the haram and he qualified after some years. When he qualified, he became world renowned. Such an alim he became. That now there was an invitation for him to come to a certain city. It was very densely populated by Muslims and a lot of ulama-i karam. They were supposed to appoint him now as a judge of that place. So his mashayikh and his asatiz are giving mashwara that you should go there. Do the khidmat of deen, boarded the ship and he left. There was a storm at sea, ship break, only he got saved. After days he landed on the shore, unconscious. People of the locality came, they saw this young boy, they picked him up, they took him home, they nursed him, etc. Finally he got his strength after a week or so. What's your name? Where are you from? So he asked, where am I? So they told him where he is. Far away from where he's supposed to go. Who are you? Gave his name. When they heard his name, he says, the whole haram is talking about you. And Allah Ta'ala sent you to our city. What an opportune time. He got his turn back. Then they told him that we had a very beloved Imam. He passed away recently. So why don't you take his position? But first you start the Imam. Let us hear your qira'at. So he began his salah, began tafsir, began lessons. And the entire locality fell in love with him. Then they offered him a full-time post. There was a person now that was a senior mutawalli. So they told him, stay with us. Although these people are waiting for you in a certain city, but we need you over here. So because of the ihsan and kindness, so he prepared to stay with them. So he stayed away with them. After some months, when they found that he was stable, he's amongst our people. So this senior mutawalli, very pious man. So he says, our Imam passed away and was very beloved to us, and he left behind just one daughter. So if you allow me, I'll take your proposal for this girl. We haven't seen her for years. After she became of age, alhamdulillah, she's been behind parda. But the most beautiful girl of akhlaq. Father was a pious man also. So the boy agrees. Nikah is made. So the mutawalli, senior mutawalli, takes him to the house of the Imam that had passed away. And says, your wife will meet you in the room. So he goes to the bedroom. As he goes, her back is facing him. He makes salam with her. But just from her complexion, you can see that what beauty Allah Ta'ala has blessed this young girl with. Purity of mind, of heart, of chastity and everything. As he goes around the bed to make salam, make dua with her, something catches his eye. She's wearing a pearl necklace. And now he's dumbstruck. So she asks him, says, is there a problem? He says, no. Where you got this necklace from? She says, long story. I say, what story? So my father went for Hajj and he lost his necklace. There was a young boy that picked it up and returned it to him. And never took the reward my father offered him. My father made dua for him every day. Ya Allah, make that boy one day the husband of my daughter. So he made that nazar on that girl, what must have been captivated. He said, I am that young boy. We can imagine now, we feel that excitement. We can imagine the excitement on the riyah of Qiyamah meeting with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah says, go into sajda, my banda. What a sajda that will be before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala bless us with that kifiyat, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakallah.